Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Now, Hugh, recently you were talking about some wines that were under the influence of a certain Miss Drew Barrymore.
Ah, yes.
Which led on to other things. And bring us up to date.
Well, I mentioned a while back that the Carmel Road Winery was making a Pinot Grigio sort of in partnership with Drew Barrymore. And what I liked about the wine and what she was... The reason that she got involved in is that she wanted to make or be involved in the production of some wines that were good value, food friendly, just wines designed to not get over contemplative about, but just have a nice hedonistic, within reason, a time. So I went back and looked at the whole winery, and so I thought I'd bring up to speed on everything that Carmel Road is doing.
Excellent.
So, first off, there's an unoaked Chardonnay from the 2014 vintage. This is going to sell for about $16. So I think this winery, by the way, has terrific value, I think. This is what you would expect from an unoaked Chardonnay. It's going to be bright and fresh. There's a nice subtle minerality and some good acidity. Didn't knock me over with complexity, but by the same token, in an unoaked Chardonnay, I think that you're dealing with sort of a different animal anyway.
Yeah.
Now... The Barrymore designated Pinot Grigio, had a chance to revisit it. This one, again, is going to sell for about $17 or thereabouts. I love this wine. It's just a nice... Pinot Grigio can be so boring, and this is anything but.
Mm-hmm.
You know, citrus and melon and pear with a nice little bit of sort of a hint of lemon zest with some nice acidity on a medium fleshy white wine. I mean, it's kind of a perfect... early fall sort of quaffer to enjoy. Now, what Carmel Road, I believe, is really about is Pinot Noir from the Monterey area.
Okay.
And they do, I think, a really excellent job. Their quote-unquote regular bottling is a 2012. I like it. It's just sort of classic, very well-structured, black cherry tar with a little bit of red berries and spice. What I like, I think, most about it is not just the flavors, but the structure. It's very silky. It's very sleek. Nice acidity with a nice medium-long finish. And you're getting a nice bottle of Pinot Noir for $17 to $19 a bottle. So I think that's really good value for Pinot Noir of that caliber. Now, there's now also a Drew's blend, i.e. Drew Barrymore blend. Now, this is going to be a little lighter than the one I just talked about. This is going to be a new release this September, so... 2013 vintage. I like this just about as well as I liked the first one, but for different reasons.
Okay.
This one is a little lighter. It's a little more bright cherry, very subtle on the spice, very nice bright acidity, so it's going to go well with a lot of foods, and certainly something that I think, you know, you're going to pull the cork on, again, at about $20 to $21 a bottle, and not... worry about breaking the bank and having a really good Pinot Noir for $20 to $21. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Now, just so you think that all these guys do is sort of more value focused, this is a terrific value, but this is a Saturday night dinner wine.
Okay.
They have a Panorama Vineyard designated Pinot Noir, which I gave a score of between 92 and 93 points. It's going to sell for about $35 to $36. This is deep garnet with intense plum, silky textures. It's a big wine, but it has a sense of elegance and finesse that you rarely find in a big California Pinot Noir. I loved it. I actually bought some and put it in my cellar.
Nice.
I'll share some with you sometime soon. Okay. Anyway, Carmel Road.
That sounds like a really good collection of wines. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.